Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We hope you're enjoying our programs. And if you are, please let other people know, especially if you are here on a regular basis or you're just visiting for the first time. Say, I just heard this really cool show. Or, did you know what he said? Whatever, let people know. And let people know where we are. So that's at WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us, CatholicAudioMedia.com, through Catholic Audio Media, through the iHeartRadio app, and you can also hear us from Amazon and other platforms. Do keep in mind that our home platform is Podbean, so check us out there. But anyway, you can find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, you can also connect to the parish, stanthonyalston.org, stanthonyalston.org, or through CatholicAudioMedia.com. And anyway, we're listening to Father Adriano Zandana, as we do on every single Friday. This is a program that was aired last year, almost exactly this day, and because Father Adriano is now taking over TV operations for Consanova, so he's working really hard in Brazil for the network. It's about as big as the largest American network in the Catholic world here, but it's in Brazil, and so we're going to turn everything over to Father Adriano Zandana from last year.
Hello, Father Bob. Hello, everyone of you. God bless you all. Father Adriano back with you all again. And today, I'm going to pause a little bit our reflection about the Ten Commandments, because I would like to talk a little bit about God's love. Yeah, God's love for everyone of you. Sometimes, especially in these hard times we all guys are facing right now, we tend to forget that God is with us anytime and forget that He loves us. Yeah. Well, the main question that we should ask ourselves is, do you really believe that God loves you personally or permanently, unreservedly, and infinitely? A lot of the time, we stray into sin because we don't truly understand God's love. The Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen defined love in these simple but profound words. Sin is hurting the one you love. These words really have a deep personal meaning, don't they? It means that when you sin, you are sabotaging your relationship with God. You could even destroy that relationship, which is the most important relationship in our lives. No one wants to hurt their relationship with God, and we need to remember that serious sins are not just breaking the commandments. Sins are breaking our profound intimacy with God and kind of building a wall between us and Him. That is, when we freely choose to commit sin, we are setting Him apart from our lives and rejecting His amazing love. There are a lot of things that show us that God truly loves us personally, and today we'll look at just a few of them. One of the fundamental truths of the Catholic faith is that God allows evil so that He can bring greater good out of evil. In the letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verse 20, St. Paul tells us, "Where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds all the more." This means that God can take a terrible tragedy and turn it into a moment of His glory. If you think about the very beginning of the Bible, you'll see a very clear example of this. Original sin, and consequently, in the Gospels, the incarnation of Jesus our Savior. Well, the Word made flesh in order to set us free from the consequences of original sin. God gives us all freedom, as He did with Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve misused their freedom and committed original sin. But God, in His infinite compassion for us, sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, born of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to save us. At the Easter, we sing the exulted at the Vigil Mass. Oh, happy fault! Oh, happy fault that brought us so great a Savior! You might ask, why God sent Jesus to earth? And the answer is that He did it for us, for you, for me. God loves us so much that He sent His Son to us to save us from the devil, slavery to sin, and eternal damnation. A really clear sign of God's love for us is the life of Jesus Himself. We can read the gospel and see how Jesus lived His life and try to follow the standards that Jesus set. We have a wonderful guide to light our way through the darkness. We can see how Jesus lived, how He acted, what He said, and what He wanted for us. We can spend our lives studying Jesus' life. We can contemplate His words and try to imitate His actions. For us, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola is a month-long retreat. It gives us an opportunity to practice spiritual discernment. In the third week of the retreat, we take the time to contemplate the passion, suffering, and death of Jesus. When you are on the retreat, you are encouraged to enter Jesus' life, to go within His heart, and to beg for the grace to suffer with Jesus, with Him. Saint Ignatius helps us to see this extraordinary truth. Jesus suffered all of His passion for love of you, for love of us. He's sweating blood, scourging, crowning with thorns, carrying off the cross and falling under its heavy weight. His crucifixion, prolonged agony on the cross for those 3 hours, shedding every drop of His precious blood, His breathing forth of His Spirit into the hands of the Heavenly Father, and even the piercing of His Sacred Heart after He was already dead. Jesus suffered a lot during the Passion, and He went through all of that horrible suffering because of His infinite love for you and for your eternal salvation. If you think about this sacrifice, Jesus' love is very clear, and we owe it to Him to truly love Him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Jesus is with all of us through our suffering and in all of the dark moments that we have passed through. He is there beside us to support us and makes us stronger. He understands our suffering and shares it with us. He is with you right now to help you bear the ordinary crosses of your life. His love for us is that true and deep. Jesus never leaves us isolated. He sends us the Holy Spirit to comfort and guide us when we need it most. A great sign of God's love is the gift of the Holy Catholic Church. And of supreme importance is the reality of the greatest all of the sacraments. The most holy Eucharist, Jesus has a profound love for us from heaven. And on earth, this love is shown to all who believe in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The greatest fruit of the Mass is the Eucharist, which reaches its climax in the reception of Holy Communion. We must always remember this sublime truth. The Holy Communion is Jesus' love in us. Well, that is it for today. Next Friday, I'll be back in order to give you more signs of God's love for every one of us, including the sacraments, His holy word, and a lot of amazing things we see around us every single day. Our Lord, thank you so much because you've been so kind to us. You are our Father. Please, Lord, forgive us our sins and make us able to love you, to live your word in this challenging world. Please, Lord, love, send your love upon us. Fill us with your love, with your mercy, with your kindness. We need you. We need to be in your presence every any time in our human lives. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See you next Friday.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You know, don't forget that you can share with me your input into homilies. Go to Input for Homily, the Input for Homily tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And please consider that. You have things to share as well. How do I know that? Because chances are you've been baptized. And if you've been baptized, you can share. You can even say, you know, Father, if you ever thought of talking about this, you can also in the contact page send us questions. And questions you might want me to answer or anything else, you can do that as well. You can do all kinds of things over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And if the program means a lot to you and you'd like to support the program, that would mean a lot to us because your support helps the parish. And it's the parish, St. Anthony Parish, that brings you this message. So please consider that as well. CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, anyway, we are getting ready for the third week of Ordinary Time, which is coming up this week. And we've got a while to go before we reach Ash Wednesday, which is in the middle of March. So this is my favorite. A lot of guys, this is our favorite time, a lot of priests, that Ordinary Time, because it really gets us into a routine and really helps us to follow the message, which is different every year, but this year it's from Luke. So we're looking at the message from Luke on this coming Sunday. And it's going to be a good message that we all want to share with each other. And if you can make it to Mass, and I know the COVID is an issue, but if you can make it to Mass, please, it's important that you go there. Because remember, when you show up, or when you at least live your Catholic faith, you are acting as a prophet of the Lord. And make sure you understand you can't do it without prayer. Have yourself a blessed weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
In Cristo vivimos.